8. The subject has started the car,
Agent Miller said, leaning forward in his seat and peering through the semi-fogged windshield. He gripped the steering wheel in one hand and the keys in the ignition with the other. Agent Murphy continued reading his laptop.
Yeah? Great. Keep me posted.
He's pulling out of the parking space.
Fantastic. It's certainly worth getting all excited over. He's definitely not just messing with us this time.
What's happened to your attitude, Murph? Why am I the positive one all of a sudden?
You're not being positive. You smell blood. You're desperate to take Jimmy down, and that's made it easier for him to jerk you around, which only makes you want to take him down even more. It's a vicious cycle, and I'm tired of it.
Well, the cycle's been broken, Miller said. He's pulling out of the parking lot.
Miller started the car, which immediately stalled. Murphy sighed, opening his door.
I'll get the banana,
Miller said.
Hurry, I don't want to lose him.
Behind the car, people shrieked and laughed. One woman pounded on Miller's side window. The voice of some unseen pedestrian from the rear of the car rang out,
Ha! You fell for the banana in the tailpipe!
Shut up!
Miller shouted, spittle flying from his mouth and hitting the still-rolled-up window.
You shut the hell up!
Murphy walked to the back of the car, not stopping to answer any of the pedestrians' questions about bananas, tailpipes, Beverly Hills Cop, or Mythbusters. Across the street, Jimmy's Lexus took a left turn out of the parking lot. As Murphy got back in the car, Miller started the engine, shifted into first, and mashed the accelerator.
Hold on, Murphy said. Hold on, I haven't even closed my door yet.
No time, Miller said. He's on the move, and I ain't losing him.
As they joined the flow of traffic, Miller leaned far to one side, then the other, muttering,
Where is he? Where is he? There he is. Three cars up. He's signaling a left.
Calm down, Murphy said. You're fogging up the windows.
Then turn on the defogger. We're gonna get him, Murph. He's gonna slip up and we're gonna get him.
Murphy fumbled with the climate controls until the vents made a whooshing noise, so loud he had to raise his voice to be heard.
No, we aren't, Miller. Our orders are to observe.
Miller reached up with his left hand and loosened his collar.
Well, we're gonna observe him slipping up. Then we're gonna get him.
We aren't gonna observe anything if this window doesn't clear up.
Turn the blower up!
It's up! The blower is up! It doesn't blow any harder than that!
Both men cranked their windows down. Miller peered through the hazy windshield.
I think he's getting in the turn lane.
Signaling a turn, then turning? What could that fiend be up to?
If you're gonna be a smartass, Murph, at least make yourself useful. Wipe some of this crap off the window so I can see, would you?
Murphy leaned over, stretched his arm out, and used his bare hand to wipe a small hole in the fog. Cold, condensed water rolled off his hand and fell in fat drops on the dashboard.
The open windows aren't helping.
Yeah, I can see that.
Miller pulled the car into the left turn lane, two cars behind Jimmy's Lexus.
It's not defogging, Miller. Not at all. It shouldn't be foggy at all. And it's refusing to defog. I mean, look, the spot I rubbed clear is already fogging up again.
Yes, so wipe it again. He's turning. He's turning.
Murphy wiped a hand-sized clear spot in front of himself and leaned forward to look through it.
Yeah, he's turning all right, Miller. He's taking a U-turn.
He's trying to lose us.
The car sputtered and died. Murphy said,
We should be so lucky.
He opened his door and hot-footed it to the rear of the car to remove the banana they both knew was in the exhaust pipe. When he re-entered the car, Miller was honking the horn at the two cars in front of them. Finally, both cars executed their left turns. Murphy adjusted the rearview mirror and said,
Yeah, there was a banana in the tailpipe. We hadn't even shut the car off. We were just stopped waiting to turn. It doesn't even make sense.
Miller steered their rented sedan through a tight U-turn that made the tires and the power steering system squeal.
Miller, Murphy continued. He's messing with us again.
Miller had his head out the window in an attempt to see. He glanced at Murphy and said,
What?
But he was clearly focusing more on the chase than anything his partner had to say.
He's messing with us. I'm pretty sure he's making the window fog up somehow, and he's leading us around so that the fogging will be a problem. Miller, are you listening to me?
He's turning again, right this time.
You're not listening to me.
Murphy leaned over and wiped a large clear patch in front of his partner again. Miller pulled his head back into the car.
Thanks, partner.
You're welcome. So, he's turning right?
Yeah.
Tell me, Are we back near the building he lives in?
He's about to pass it.
He's slowing down, isn't he?
Maybe it's traffic.
Murphy didn't bother to wipe a spot to look through. He just sat back, watched the scenery roll past his open side window, and listened to his partner shout obscenities as Jimmy pulled back into the parking lot of the luxurious Rothschild building, which he just left. When Miller had exhausted himself, Murphy said,
"Go up to the next light and pull another U-turn. If nobody beats us to it, maybe we can get our old parking spot back."